Are you going to hook up with anyone?
Probably not.
But what happens in Cabo stays in Cabo.
Laguna Beach, Season 1, Episode 5. What happens in Cabo? Sober Intentions.
This is Coming Clean, a podcast about the real Orange County, with your hosts, Sam and Marty.
Bienvenido al próximo podcast limpio. Mi nombre es Marty, and mi amigo Sam.
Hello.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, bien. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
Yo también pescado.
I'm out of Spanish, but welcome to the now number 3 podcast when you search for Laguna Beach Podcast on Google. So we're moving on up. It's the Coming Clean Podcast.
And I think we're probably 1,001 ranked podcast of all time. So
I'll take it. I'll take it. Eat it, Ira Glass.
Yeah, we're coming for you.
All right. So we got a jam-packed episode today. As we alluded to with our little intro there, besides being men of the world and being thespians with our Spanish linguistics, they're in Mexico this week.
Yeah, I mean, this episode, we're almost to the, well, because there's only 11 episodes, so I'm going to take this as the halfway point of the season.
Yep.
It's our all-star break, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're not taking a break off from playing, but, you know, this is kind of the fun, you know, the fun game that
yeah.
we had.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, it was a big transition episode.
Yes, a lot of drama unfolded, and we got to see a different side of everyone. So how about you tell us what the DVD had to say about this episode?
Perfect. It's spring break in Cabo, and anything can happen, especially since Elsie, Steven, and Kristen are staying in the same hotel. Kristen's wild partying at a club prompts a fight with Steven, opening the door for him to hook back up with Elsie.
Drama! That's this what just, I'm getting from that.
Yeah, this is just dripping with alcohol,
yep.
sand, water, potential fights. It's kind of gross. I kind of feel a little dirty after reading that, but
it feels more like the setup to like a really wild real world episode than anything.
Yeah, but like scripted,
because yes. you know. But, you know, there's, like, a fight with Steven. Like, I thought he was going to, like, hit her or something. I'm glad he didn't, but...
Oh, geez. Yeah, that was just... that was not okay. I was concerned for Kristen, but yet, at the same time, I was concerned for Steven, because I think Kristen would hit him with the salt shaker after taking a shot.
Yeah, so, lots of things happening. I mean, we came in hot, and I think we're going to need a quick break, but... A lot to talk about in this episode, so we're gonna hit pause here for a second and give you this really cool song.
It's a hot night and I don't feel like sleeping. I got too much commotion running around my mind. Some kind of second sight, see the meaning of everything. With the fever of the free and easy in the summertime. Ain't nobody gonna give it to you. You gotta steal it. Ain't nobody gonna.
Yo soy Fiesta from our number one fan, Gronk. And welcome back to the Laguna Beach Podcast.
Hashtag alternative facts.
Well, we're living in Trump's America now, and facts are just lies, all lies.
Hey, you know what? No, we're not, because we're living in the George W. Bush era, because it's 2004. What happened in 2004, specifically, in Cabo? We're going to get into it.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling? Like, I guess we kind of already alluded to it that, you know, let's start off Steven's actions through the whole trip.
Yeah, I think that's the best place to start. Just to set up context for everyone listening here. It's sort of just one big storyline between Steven, Kristen, and Elsie. We're finally getting sort of this battle royale feel. So we're going to go through each of them maybe we're going to structure it a little bit. So we're going to start off with Steven, and man, that guy cannot handle his liquor.
No, he was loose as a goose and ready to fight.
Yeah, except he's like ready to fight a girl.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, they've probably only been dating about 6 months at this time, and you know, they just know each other so well. So a little alcohol really fuels a fire.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, again, it comes to the who is the bad guy here. It's like everyone but LC right now is a bad guy.
Yeah, because it's... and like the secondary people, like yeah. Everybody's just like floating around this
right.
Steven and Kristen, and I think everybody else is kind of sick of it. Like they just know things are gonna happen.
Right.
Dieter even like pointed out, he's like, I know, like you're gonna end up hooking up with LC the first night, mm-hmm. even though he's with Kristen, like they're still basically dating. Like Dieter already knew.
Yeah. So the theme. If I'm going to assign a hashtag for this episode, it's going to be hashtag DTR. Define the relationship.
The relationship?
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, I had a sound that I wasn't sure where you're going with the T.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Whoa. Hey. But, yeah, I think that's the biggest problem here for all of them, really. It's... none of these relationships are defined. I guess LC sort of opened the door. So she knows she's not with him, but she's opened that door. Steven mm-hmm. and Kristen are all over the place, and I do not understand. But yeah, Steven has not handled the situation very well.
Yeah, I mean, even like the first time they just get there, Steven's like walking into the hotel. He's like, all right, remember that room? It was Lauren's room. Which maybe was innocent, but we know his intentions already, and like right. definitely not innocent. And then at the club, or even in the pool, he's just like bouncing from one person to another. First, he's mm-hmm. talking to Kristen, trying to get up on her, but she wants to do her own thing. And then he's like, kind of like, oh, Elsie's around, like move on to the next one.
Yep.
And then Elsie kind of plays into it because you know she's still striving after his heart.
Right.
And then at the club, it kind of just boils over. Mm-hmm. And it continues for, like, the next scene at that dinner. So he's got to get his head on straight and can't keep messing with both sides.
Yeah, he's acting like he's exclusive with Kristen, but only when he's with Kristen. Or only when Kristen's, like, hanging out with Show Sam or mm-hmm. some other dude. But when she's not, then he's... sort of flirting with LC too, so he's got to pick a side. He's got to pick a side.
But his flirting with LC is like he puts it under the guise of like friendship.
Yep.
And like yeah, they've probably been friends for a long time. But if you already have that chemistry and you've hooked up before, like flirting's not friendly anymore after that.
Yeah, and it's not even. I mean, his intentions on both ends are wrong because one, he's giving LC maybe false hope, and two, he's likely doing it just to make Kristen jealous.
Yeah, which is like, I feel it makes me feel so sad for LC.
Right.
And it just hurts like seeing it on the outside, and like even if we know it's like whatever, they could have been manufactured drama, whatnot. It just still hurts to see somebody kind of go through that without even realizing themselves.
Yep.
And then. Just like at the end, like they're clearly like buddies and they're talking about the future and going to college together, Steven and LC at the end when they're walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then LC kind of digs at him, but then she says, just kidding, like to pull it back. She doesn't want to like get him upset.
Right. Yeah. It's
like Stockholm syndrome or something like that. Like you're just like,
they're so enabling conditioned. Him.
Yeah.
This was an episode of,
The other coming clean.
Or I was thinking of what was the one? It's like on A&E. It's like the intervention. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like a bunch
I've seen a lot. Yeah, we're gonna get Candy and I think Phil or somebody else is one of the other intervention people. But Candy's the best.
Candy she, with a K and an I.
No, with C-A-N-D-Y. Uh-huh. I think. Oh no, maybe a D-I-E.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, they're just being enablers. I think it was last episode when I had mentioned that he's just really a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's keeping him in check. We need JD back.
Yeah, we need Steven to get back to work and get some better male influences.
Yeah, his actions in this episode are not acceptable. Do you want to get into specifics with what he did just to set up the context of why we're upset with him? We brushed over it very lightly, but we never really got into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're treading a little PC, but let's go rated R. Okay. He got, so they go to a club the first night, and Kristen's out there dancing up on, having a good time, but dancing with other guys and getting on top of the bar and dancing, and Elsie says in her thong and mini skirt, she knows what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then Steven just kind of berates her, yep, calling her like slut.
Yep.
Fuck you. You can bleep that out.
Yep.
Be like, we're not together anymore.
Right.
Just like stupid drunk speak that he should have just like left. And he was like uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. Elsie tried like maneuvering him, was like, it's not worth it. Don't do it. And then, I mean, as usually any drunk person in that state of mind, like you don't see anybody and you're just continue going for it, and you're kind of looking for, I don't know, like some kind of answer that you probably won't find that night.
Right, and even if he got one, it's like he's too drunk to even understand what's going on.
Yeah, but it's Cabo, so like everybody just hooks up with anybody anyways.
Right.
So I don't know why he, it's weird that he like cares so much.
Yep.
I mean, and Kristen and Alex called him a hypocrite. Which is true. Like, yeah. I mean, both of them are hypocrites, except Kristen is just, you know, doesn't care.
Hey, like, which I said, like, hashtag DTR. Kristen can do whatever she wants because they never had the talk, or he never, yep, established what he wanted out of this. So he did not define the relationship. Kristen can do whatever the f- she wants.
Yeah, and Kristen's even upfront with it. She's, yeah, telling everybody. She's like, I want to hook up with Sam.
Right.
And that's very empowering. Like, if that's what you want to do, do it.
Yeah.
I think Steven's just getting like wrapped up in his head because he doesn't want to be the one who's getting played.
Right. I think he's just so used to everyone playing in his game and playing by his rules that now that Kristen dares defy the great Steven, it's like, oh, shit's going down. Like, come on, man. Get over yourself.
Yeah, I mean, he's just going to flash those dimples and hit some sick waves on that set.
Skimboarding all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, why would you not be fully in love with that?
All right, well, let's discuss why. Let's start with Kristen's perspective. So let's talk about Kristen now that we've, I think, sufficiently yelled at Steven for something that he did 12 years ago.
Yeah. And Steven, if you're listening to this, thank you for listening, and please subscribe.
Yeah, and again, anyone on the show, if you want to defend yourselves to us, please do.
Yeah, so getting back to Kristen,
yep.
I mean, how do you think she handled herself throughout this episode, or this whole trip to little spring break,
mm-hmm,
sesh?
I did not mind how she acted at all. If that's how she wanted to spend her spring break, then go for it. She was not, mm-hmm, in any sort of exclusive relationship, so go for it. I mean, that's not my style. If I were her, I wouldn't probably have done that, but yeah. Hey, she knew what she wanted and she went for it.
Yeah, I mean, personally, like, I, you know, I'm not the most outgoing person, so I personally wouldn't be out on dancing on bar tabletops and, mm-hmm, shake my butt. But I mean, if that's what you want to do and you feel in control, and All power to you. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like she was doing it because that's probably her way of having fun. It's not like she was pressured into doing it, or at least that's not what it seems. So
she was clearly the ringleader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I have no qualms with whatever Kristen had done.
No, but I don't. But going on, like, that night, she's not at fault. That's Steven's fault.
Yep.
But then when they had that dinner, mm-hmm, I mean, Steven was hammered that night.
He was like chugging that whiskey sour or whatever.
Yeah, or what? I mean, how do you even know? I wouldn't even know what that. Yeah, that looked like straight tequila, or like it looked like whiskey, like whiskey on the rocks.
Yeah, it looked like whiskey with like the water melted, and then he just started chugging it.
Yeah, that was an aggressive move.
Okay, but so, like, okay, go ahead. Okay, I think we're gonna say the same thing.
But yeah, but Kristen, like, whenever Steven, who was clearly drunk, like, he was eating off Elsie's plate, but then Kristen would feed some other guy, like, some rando that out of nowhere.
Yeah. All right, time out.
Like,
time out. That scene is probably the funniest so far of the show. When,
yeah,
let's call him Nautica, because he was wearing a Nautica polo.
Okay.
Not a
okay.
sponsor. But yeah, when she was like, hey, eat this. And he was like, are you going to feed me? Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like soup. Like, ooh, have some warm soup in Cabo. It's really good.
Yeah, that and guy then, like, had no idea what was going on. He was like, okay, camera's on me.
He's just a puppet in the whole scheme.
Yeah, I want to know who that guy is. So, again, a call out to anyone who's in the know. If you know where Sam is right now, show Sam. And also that Nautica guy. If you know where either of those guys are, we'd love to get in contact with them.
Oh, we would love to sit down and have a full interview. I mean, that guy probably knows so many good stories from that trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird scene, but just hilarious. And I love the after she fed him. It was clearly a different scene, but the way they edited it was looking over Steven's shoulder. Then she just did that smile.
Yep, and then it looks back on the other side, and, like, Steven's just drunkenly saying, I love you, in a slow motion.
Yeah.
Which is, like, he's like, I love you, and then he proceeds to get up and go with LC.
Yeah.
Which could have been, like, we'll never know, like, could have been in the beginning of the dinner.
Right.
And then maybe she shut him down, or whatever, and then he decides to go off with LC, but the way they spliced it together made it look, see, like, oh, he's eating off LC's plate. But then Kristen's doing this, and then he's saying, I love you. And then next thing you know, he's going home to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Because Elsie's voice is so soothing to him.
Right. So maybe he was saying olive soup, and he was like, why are you feeding that guy olive soup? That's gross. classic teen movie gag.
Yeah. Oh,
God. A-plus editing this episode, I would say.
Yeah.
It wasn't smooth, but it was, like,
no.
fun.
And I'm catching on to the point where, like, they're just doing, like, kind of, like, little story bits. And it's, at first, when thinking back, like, when I first watched it, I was like, oh, it's in, like, Succession, and it's like, a smooth storyline. They're chopping back days. They're going back, like, they showed, when I first watched it, I'm all messed up in my head right now. But when we first watched it, that the Cabo trip happened after the New York City trip with Kristen and Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Or Christine and Morgan.
Yep.
But it's really like they happened at the same time, and I didn't realize this.
Yep. They went back like a couple days.
Yeah, and this episode started back with Alex and Kristen in the same nail salon, but like either day before or a couple days earlier, because they didn't even pack yet.
Right.
So, I mean, it was just weird flashbacks, and they're just splice everything together.
Yeah.
Which this whole bit could have been taken out. Who knows?
Right. I guess it was tough when they knew they had some comedy gold with What's-Her-Face Christina. And
yep.
You have this drama going on the other side.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see how the rest of the season goes, but
you know, it's something to look forward to, I think. And so now that we've discussed Kristen, let's talk about LC, who is the last piece of this puzzle.
Yep. It looks like she had a good time. But at the same time, she seems always so bored.
Yeah.
Doing, like, everything. Like, when she was at the club, bored. Like, just kind of dancing with Jen Bunny.
That weird dancing is
like, I mean, that's quintessential, like, at a normal club,
right?
Either you're blackout and you don't care and you'll dance wherever, or you're stuck in this, like, kind of weird area and you're, like, kind of not even, like, buzzed, or you're just, like, super sober and you're just kind of, like, dancing in place.
It was just a little shoulder shimmy or whatever.
Yeah, Yeah, like, and while Kristen's going ham on the dance floor and like just grinding on every single person, I think everybody in that bar got a lap dance that night.
Yeah, she was except going Steven. Pretty crazy.
Except Steven.
Yeah, Steven. Oh, Steven. So Elsie, I guess, got sick in the middle of everything. Was she just sick of taking care of everybody because nobody is responsible for anything these days?
No, I mean, I'm glad somebody was there to like have enough sense to keep track and kind of break up fights.
Yep.
But I kind of feel like it's kind of like you miss out maybe at the same time.
Right.
But if that's what she wanted to do, and I mean, I think that's just who she is. She seems like she's just a caring person and yeah. wants to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
And being in that situation, you're kind of like it seemed like her and Jen were the only senior girls there. I mean, at least that we saw, there could have been a bigger group, but her right. best friend Lo wasn't there.
Yep.
I don't even think they even have any other friends, but
yeah, like, it seemed like her and Jen were the only ones who really went outside of like the boys.
Yeah. And then you're kind of already outnumbered.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I mean, I would probably be in the same boat. Like, I would be miserable and like having to deal with drunk people, especially yeah. at 18 is a horrible, horrible experience.
And I mean, you get, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but hey, more good parenting by Jim. So
yes,
shout out to Jim again and a hat tip to you, sir.
Yeah. And then Dennis, we'll talk about it later.
But yeah, okay. So Elsie gets sick for some reason, and Steven drops the best line of the season probably so far, and something that I will now keep in my back pocket for when the
moment arises.
It is lay it on me. It's your voice makes me want to stay, something like that.
Yes.
Oh man, that was after, just
yeah. After he's like, "Oh, you watch a movie?" And Elsie's like, "There's no movies in this place." And he's like, "Yeah, you know what I mean."
Oh god,
your voice, you know, just makes you want to like stay and like hang out with you.
He crushed it. I was like, okay. You know what's up. I mean,
a drunker person has never said anything as eloquent. I mean, usually our go-to line is, "Do you like jazz?"
Well, I mean, it's my mother's name. Wow, that was inside baseball there. That was way too inside jokey, but
I know. Now everybody's, you know, everybody, you can use those pickup lines for your own use.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, Elsie, with her kindness to everyone, again, I'm worried for her just because we're seeing more signs of Steven just taking advantage of her.
Yeah, and it's not going to end well. Hearts will be broken.
Ugh.
And I'm just dreading the episode.
Ugh. You know? No spoilers.
No, yeah, who knows? Maybe it might not even happen. We don't even know yet.
I hope not.
I really forget what goes on.
Yeah. So, yeah. My heart goes out to Elsie. She's super nice, but she got to get those grades up, and she got to get her guard up a little more when it comes to Steven, because she is just giving him too much slack.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, bringing up the grades thing. Okay. Was this trip planned? I'm hoping this trip was planned prior to her grades coming in.
Yeah, probably.
Because she was in jail, and then it was like Jim, like, "Hey, okay, like, shit, this is already planned."
Yeah,
I guess you can go.
Yeah, and maybe she was in jail before spring break. I don't know how that timeline went. So maybe she was grounded maybe the week before spring break, and then because she just couldn't go out with Lo that one night.
Yeah. True. A short sentence.
Yeah.
And then Obama, or then George W. Bush commissioned her sentence to only 1 week.
Ugh. Ugh. Hashtag Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, if you're listening, please stop listening. Or do, if you want to call in. We're happy to debate your opinions. I bet he's a Talon guy. Okay. So we've discussed all three people. So now, this love triangle, Steven's triangle as Dieter. Was it Dieter who coined that, or was it Trey? Or was it Jonathan?
I don't know.
So one of the guys coined
it was Trey. I think it was Trey. It was, he was just like, oh, Steven's love triangle.
Yeah, so must have been Steven's triangle. What's your take? Where do you want this to go?
I think it's okay. What kind of triangle is this? Well, we can start from there. I think this is more of an obtuse triangle for me.
Okay.
And if I remember my geometry, obtuse is the more wide open section, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So Friston obtuse is the wide open one.
Sure.
Steven is the main point, and then Kristen and Elsie are on the wider ends.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, and Steven's heart is open to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen and Elsie hate each other so much that that's why they're so far apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say about that.
All right.
What kind of triangle? This is not an equilateral triangle, what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I'm just surprised you went the geometric way. So I'm going to put it this way. My take on this triangle, I don't know what the angles are, but I will label one endpoint D, the other endpoint T, and the other endpoint R, because this can be fixed by defining the relationship. That's me being Stephen A. Smith saying, get off the weed! Minus define the relationship. Because a lot of these problems will be solved very quickly if either Stephen makes up his mind, or I guess from what we saw from drunk Kristen, she was like, what they said to each other, that it was over, but God knows if they remember that.
Well, you know what? This reminds me of, like, the Bible, this whole this whole episode, that, like, Cabo San Lucas is Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, my gosh.
And people go there. Like, Dieter asked to do it. He's like, should we have an orgy when they got into the hotel?
Yeah.
Like, and then people are just getting drunk in the pool, hooking up, and just, like, all over the place. It's Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody might get smited next episode. We don't know.
Maybe. I mean, based on Steven's actions, man, this guy.
Oof. I mean, we had the ending montage of him just, like, looking out, and then the flashbacking.
Yeah, that was repug.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think this is definitely a good episode for, like, a turning point of this love triangle, that it kind of showed, like, both sides, Kristen saying something and Elsie having, like, a heartfelt moment, being like, hey. First it was Kristen, like, yelling at Steven, mm-hmm. and then Elsie's like, you know, you could have anybody you want.
Yep.
And then he rides off into the wave, but it's Steven's life, and he can't catch a break, and he just falls, like, he kind of slowly drifts into the water. Like, he didn't catch one good wave.
But you know what could be the other thing there is he's trying to catch a wave, or he's trying to get out to sea, but the waves keep bringing him back because he can't run away from his problems, because he has to define the relationship.
Sure.
Hashtag DTR.
Are we just promoting monogamous relationships on this episode?
I guess we're like, here's almost 30-year-old men yelling at teens. That's like please, the review that comes up.
Yeah. Please, youths, define the relationship, because I cannot handle these back and forth.
Yeah, let me get on my soapbox a little bit more here. For those listening who are in relationship troubles, I want you to take a step back and just look at however long time you've been with that person, or think you've been with that person, and maybe the problem is you did not define the relationship. So, you know, maybe that's your first step. If you have, then I'm not a psychologist, so you're on your own, buddy. I'm off my soapbox now.
Okay, thank God.
Hashtag DTR.
For everybody involved, thank God.
Okay, so, all right, I want to get away from these three stooges.
Yes, please, please do.
Okay, so let's talk about anything but them.
Yeah,
we alluded to this.
Yeah, let's bring it up. Let's bring the mood of the room up. Kind of plummeted throughout that whole segment.
Just anger.
Yeah.
Okay, so the two chillest guys in Laguna.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I
Crushing just, it.
Yeah. Dad vibes is what we got.
Hashtag dad vibes. Oh, yeah. Puberty. Also, hashtag puberty.
I mean, these two guys, I didn't, one, not expecting them to be friends.
Yeah.
Two, do they work in the same office? Possibly.
Yeah, what does Kristen's dad do?
No idea, but they both look like they might be accountants or real estate.
Kelsey's dad is an architect, oh, right?
Maybe they're both architects.
Maybe. What's Kristen's dad's name again?
Jim. No, that's Jim LC. And Dennis.
Dennis. I'm currently...
You're just looking up him. Dennis Cavallari?
Yeah. Ooh! Kristen Cavallari's dark family secret, father's double life of greed, lies in adultery. That's for another episode.
Kristen Cavallari's dad slapped with a divorce from her stepmom amid claims he's a sex-crazed cheat.
Whoa. All right, okay. We do not condone that. Let's stick to the Laguna Beach universe right now.
Yeah.
So pretty funny exchange between the two dads who get along much better than their daughters.
Yep. But it's interesting to see like their kind of parenting styles or how they handle their daughters. Mm-hmm. That Jim was like talking to Elsie. She's giving him updates and like, oh, we're out partying. He's like, all right, like she's going to be 18. Like she's an adult.
Yep.
Somebody she'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Dennis is like, I have zero control of my daughter. And she's like, hasn't contacted me in like 5 days.
Yeah. And he's trying to reel her in his words.
So yeah, which it's impossible. Nobody can reel in Kristen.
Cuddy.
Yeah. Well, except Jay Cutt, you know. The sexiest man on the Chicago Bears. if anybody's wondering, check out their most recent vacation pics.
In Cabo? I think that was in Cabo, too.
I really hope so.
I'm pretty sure that was the place Cabo.
I hope that's the place to go.
Oh, man. Okay, so, yeah, we've established that at least at this point in the Bush administration... The dad's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and moving on from the dads to some other boys, it's time for our favorite segment. It's Trey Talk.
Trey Talk! Trey Talk! Trey Talk!
Hashtag define the relationship. Okay, so Trey Talk. Now, a little bit more Trey this time than last week. What are your thoughts?
Yep. He looks like he's a great golfer.
Okay.
And he's just kind of the guy who is just like your good friend. Mm-hmm. You know, he's there. He wants to talk it out with the bros.
Yeah.
But then he's also a very nice guy. Like I'm kind of sad that he didn't go on spring break, but I also feel like that's not his vibe.
Right.
I mean, he could have been working on some other projects. You know what? His spring break, he probably went to like Tennessee or I don't know where you go on like trips with your high school, like you go on a high school trip and like build houses,
right? Yeah, like, I wouldn't put it past them to do something incredible for the planet on his spring break.
Yeah, he probably did Amnesty International.
Yeah, or you know, maybe he was just bejeweling some more trucker caps.
Yeah,
but
I mean, he's a busy guy.
Yeah, so. Yeah, not a lot of Trey for me. I barely noticed him. Like, he was there, but didn't have an integral role, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he's just there seeing a little bit. We're going to get a couple big Trey episodes coming up.
Okay.
Just from what I've seen from, you know, from what I remember, and then from I've seen, like, little snippets of next episodes on. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to have some big Trey Talk episodes.
Okay, cool. So... Another quick Trey Talk, so hopefully that changes soon, because we love the Trey Talk.
Yeah, I think the episodes are better when we have Trey Talk.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know what? Speaking of better episodes, I'm trying to create a transition in my head, but I lost my train of thought. But better episodes, better parties, Papa John's. Better parties. No pollster this episode, but, you know, I think if there was... any episode where his presence was felt the most, it was this one, because of the now even more cemented into reality law of Polster.
Yeah, it was. I mean, how do we get this into, like, science books?
I have no idea, but, man, if there was any episode that proved that, it was this one. He was completely out of the episode, and they were so far away from him, where he probably didn't have, like, he couldn't just drive there and save the party and save the vibe.
No, it's a 24-hour, it's like a 22-hour car drive.
Yeah, so he was too far away to save them, and, man, did... The I'm gonna bleep this later, but the go down with no Polster at that party. That was the craziest, most hurtful party so far.
I think I counted maybe six people's feelings got hurt.
Ooh, that's too much. Ooh,
yeah,
they gotta get Polster back.
No, I know what I feel bad though is that I feel like maybe they forgot to tell Polster.
Oh.
Or is, like, Polster the friend that he's, like, too chill and too good at partying that maybe they're like, we gotta get away from him.
He's cramping everyone else's style.
Yeah, because he's just too good.
Or maybe he's out saving the world with Trey.
True, yeah, he was a big supporter of Trey. He was on that piano and a big supporter. Yeah, maybe they're doing things together.
Yeah, so, I mean, Polster, again, your presence was felt and... To any scientists listening, I know we have a big science crowd here. If you have any connections for us to get the Law of Polster in the encyclopedia, let us know. Hashtag Coming Clean Pod, hashtag Law of Polster, at Coming Clean Pod, at all the social media stuffs.
That you can listen on later at the end of the episode.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, Law of Polster, proven once again. In both the dinner, the breakfast, the party, all of those were just bad vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, I know we have some other theories floating around here. Anything else stick out?
Yeah, I mean, we brought it up last episode. Actually, we brought this into a theory last episode.
We did.
And I think we need a couple more examples before we can turn into a full law.
Yep, yep.
But right now, it's the theory of Dieter. And just to recap, the theory of Dieter is that whenever Dieter's around, he gets hurt or something breaks. So my theory still stands that when they're out golfing... And Dieter's making the bet, and then he hits the ball, and all you can see is Steven and their other buddy, and they're like, go, go, go. Oh, like, clearly in golf, like, when you, like, are trying to force the ball after it's been hit to keep going, you know it's something bad happens, and he definitely hit, like, a sand trap or, like, into the water. So I'm gonna say this theory is still
intact.
Still intact.
Theory of Dieter is racing up the charts. So science crew, you know, we got some theories going. I know Einstein's gone. We got next man up. That's us.
Do you say Einstein?
Yeah, I did say Einstein.
Yeah, Einstein would be proud that we put in this much effort into finding new laws.
Yeah, and so far so good. So, you know.
E equals MC Dieter.
Yeah, and, you know, the world revolves around Polster. You need his vibes to make the world go around at a pace that's acceptable and won't destroy anyone's feelings.
You think we'll ever get a time where the Law of Polster and the potential Law of Dieter coincide?
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, okay, so here's my question. Here's a brain twist for you. I hope you're ready. Okay. Get some paper towels ready because you're gonna have to wipe your mind off the floor.
Oh God!
Is the theory of Dieter even possible when Polster's around? Because no bad vibes when Polster's around.
Yeah, but last episode when Dieter stubbed his toe.
Oh crap!
already disproved.
Damn it! Well, now my mind's blown. Or I'm just gonna wipe my pride off the floor because you just. My bad.
I'm sending you some paper towels through the computer.
Okay, thank you. Ugh. Well, there goes my thoughtfulness.
Wow. you just lost all our credibility.
I know. Ugh. Well, you know what? Well, I'm out of words. I'm out of words. You can take us to the next phase.
Yeah. Hopefully this song that we've been playing will cure your mind of all ill will and all things that we might have possibly said wrong. So here we go. Hear the men coming down the street, picking up the trash, and it sounds like a fist fight, like a squalid existence. But they're singing in the dawning day like nobody has. And nobody gonna give it to you. Whoa! Back from the crazy waves! And we're back for our whole games section.
Alright.
So here we go. MVP of the week. Ooh. This is their best favorite time, and this is where we kind of get closer as friends and podcast friends. So I think let's just kick it off.
Alright, so are we going to do what we did last week that failed epically? Or hashtag
yes.
Epic fail, as the Viners would say?
Yes, we're going to keep doing this until we get it right.
All right, so you count off to three, and we'll give our MVP picks on three.
Right, ready?
Yep.
MVP of the week in 3, 2, 1,
LC! Jim. Oh, back-to-backs for Jim.
Did you say Ellie?
LC.
Oh, yeah.
But back-to-backs for Jim.
Yeah, why aren't you repping Jim?
I mean, I know LC wouldn't be there literally without Jim, but LC was just, she was integral to the episode. She was the only one who kept her cool. Again, I have my reservations about her being taken advantage of, but for the most part, she tried her best to keep Steven in check, even though it wasn't that great.
Yeah, she probably kept everybody hydrated.
Yeah,
probably had suntan lotion in her bag so she could share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you're right. She was pretty integral and a good MVP of the week.
Yeah. But, so why Jim? Why Jim?
I mean, Jim was just like another, once again, good guy. I think he instills these good values in LC.
Yep.
And then he gives, as like a dad and a parent, he gives them enough leeway. Like, he's like, yo, you're 18. They can do whatever they want. But at the same time, he has a little bit of control. Because she's still under his house for the most part and under his rules. But as long as, like, she seems like, as long as she checks in, he's okay.
Yep.
So I think it was just, you know, and anytime dad vibes come in, I'm all for it.
Yeah, classic dads. Classic dad vibes. And I just want to say, shout out, because we might never see him again, much like the skinny dip guy, soup guy, or Nautica guy. Shout out to you, man. I hope you're listening. I really hope you're listening. And reach out to us if you want, at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or just email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com, because we would love to hear from you, or from anyone. You can pretend to be Nautica guy for all we care.
Yeah, if you want to fake and be on the show, we're all for it.
Yeah, so okay, good MVPs of the week, keeping it in the Conrad family. Or man, my voice is off today, just like Warren.
raspy voice at the did you go to Cabo this week?
What happens in Cabo stays in Cabo, no one will know. But hey, snap. I hope my voice makes everyone want to stay, because we got this brand new segment that I want to do, and I'm going to call it What If. What If?
More like whatever.
All right, so What If? This is the segment where Sam and I will speculate what would happen if these hypothetical situations occur. All right, are you ready for these scenarios? We have three scenarios for this week, but we'll start off very much related to this episode. All right?
Yep.
So what if this episode happened in 2017? Or I guess 2016, spring of 2016, however you want. How differently do you think it would have turned out?
I think somebody would have been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Probably held in Cabo San Lucas jail for like 3 weeks. ended up being extradited back to America, and it would have been like all over Twitter, and either that or somebody would have probably died.
All right.
Because I don't trust the youth of America these days.
Yep.
And I can only imagine, like, in 10 years, like, the little kids these days with their, like, cell phones, that what these nights out would be.
Yeah. So I'm in a similar boat as you, but mine's a little, there's some levity in mine compared to yours.
But... don't read Yahoo News, because it's going to bring the vibe down.
Well, Yahoo won't exist anymore in a little bit, but anyway, RIP Yahoo. But, okay, so for me, if this happened this year or last year, I think it would all have been captured on, like, Facebook or Instagram Live.
Yeah.
And I think with the amount of alcohol that was in Steven, he would have probably hit someone, and he would have ended up on World Star, then TMZ, then getting his own show.
Yeah, and we would have had a big, huge debate on Twitter, and then all the trolls would be coming out.
Yep.
And it would be national news, probably.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly would be talking about it.
Yeah, all it'd be stuff. Like freckled faced Cali boy hits
some lady.
Yeah, some lady.
But yeah, it's. That's how I think it would have gone down. It would have been just captured. And yeah, I think you're right. Like, this whole national debate would have happened about it. Sort of similar to when, what's her face? Snooki got, like, the right there friend.
Yeah, she got knocked out.
Yeah, so similar to that, I think, is what would have happened. But even more live, because we had to wait for the show to happen before we saw that. I think this would have been
instant repercussions.
Yeah, you know some idiot who was, like, a minor character who just posted that on Instagram. It was like, hashtag fail, one hit, bro.
It would be like a Johnny Manziel thing.
Yeah, there
like
you
Johnny
go.
Johnny Manziel's like Tuesday night.
Yep, that's accurate. Okay, so I guess we're saying it would have ended up fairly differently if it happened this year.
Yeah, it would have been out of control.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try to take your mind off that sad reality by going back to what if you could throw any character from any show, fictional, reality show, whatever you want, into the mix with these guys, the ninth friend. Who would it be and why?
All right, so I have two options.
Okay. Throw them both in and then just kick out, like, Morgan and Christina or something.
Yeah, so... So we've already banished them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we might issue another apology.
Yeah, we'll never see them the rest of the season, hopefully. So my first would have to be probably AC Slater.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
You'll know why I laugh.
Yeah. So that's like my serious one that I think would like fit in well. Mm-hmm. But my funny one that I thought, I don't know why it came into my head, but I would love to see Carlton from The Prince of Bel-Air in that group. Because he'd be like, everybody's like trying to like party and like do cool things. And then Carlton's just like, oh no, alcohol. Oh. And then he'll like dance away. Like it's just comedy.
Oh man. So I thought of two as well. What, for me, it was one guy and one girl.
Okay.
And it's funny you bring up AC Slater because I immediately thought of Zach Morris when I was thinking of this scenario. Just because he was sort of similar to Steven at some points of Saved by the Bell when am I going with Jesse? Am I going with Kelly? So
yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was up in the air with Zach and AC Slater.
Yep.
I thought AC Slater would just, because nobody on that show is super like bulky.
Right.
Or like a meathead kind of guy.
Yep. Oh, true.
And then AC Slater would have been a good, like, oh, that's our like sports friend.
Yep.
Like he's into wrestling.
Right. Yeah. So, and then my other one would be Haley Dunphy from Modern Family, because I think she was just going through a lot of the same situations, angst. Yeah, and angst as these characters. So I think she would be a nice fit to add some more drama to it, and maybe the triangle will be even more complicated because, you know, she won't go down without a fight either.
Oh no! And I think her whole grades thing, she would fit in out with LC, and
true.
she's definitely failing.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. She'd be on the list of the people who didn't get into college.
Yeah, she would be at the nail salon. Somebody like, "Did you get into college?" She's like, "I forgot to apply." Like, oh, okay.
So yeah, all right. So weird. A lot of Saved by the Bell references. I think we've been up too early in the morning with TBS on TV.
Yeah.
Okay. So one more scenario here. Are you ready for this?
Yep. Bring it on me.
All right. So what if one of the current cast members, so I'm flipping this, joined a reality show, a past or present? Who would it be, and what show would they join?
Now, this was like the easiest question you've ever posed to me.
Okay.
And we already kind of had it, but it's going to be Kristen Cavallari, mm-hmm. or Kristen, mm-hmm. on the Real World Road Rules challenges.
Nice.
I mean, she just would fit in perfectly. Yep. She looks like kind of athletic, but you don't even have to be that athletic on the shows. And then she would just go from guy to guy, perfect drama for the whole episode. Like, she would definitely either be kicked out in like 4 episodes.
Yep.
Or like have another love triangle going on in the house and somehow like make it to the chat, like finals.
Right. Yeah.
How about you? Like, what do you got?
So, I had like one sort of funny answer and one serious answer. But the serious answer actually sort of turned funnier. So one of my answers was to get Steven and Kristen on Temptation Island.
Oh.
Because if Steven and Kristen are acting this way with just Sam and LC, like with like 6 other people.
Yep.
Like their minds will explode. So I just want to see that unravel. So that's just wanting some trash TV.
I forgot about Temptation Island.
And then my other one was, and this was going to be like my serious one because they would be a good fit for the show, but I wanted Morgan and Christina to join The Amazing Race.
Yes.
But the image in my head is...
Wait, is it the watermelon?
Yeah, of Morgan pulling a watermelon and getting it in the face.
Yeah, that is like one of the all-time, like a top 10 clip of just somebody getting absolutely rocked in the face by a watermelon.
Oh man, yeah, that's in the Rushmore, Mount Rushmore of like reality show highlight clips. I mean even like probably in the top 10 of like all-time YouTube clips, like right next to like Grape Lady. I thought it was gonna be my serious answer, but that image, we'll share the video with people if in case you forgot. It's just a nice 5 seconds that'll lighten your day. With that, let's take another quick music break and we'll come back with some trivia.
Don't feel like sleeping, lying next to my lover, and I can hear his dreams, and I feel like rising bread, like a hot house flower, like I'm drunk on whiskey sour down the street in New Orleans.
Okay, well then, I went 5 for 5 last week in this game, so go me. And I currently have the lead 7-6. You know what I'm talking about. It's Today in History. Okay, Sam, it's your turn. You're on the hot seat. Laguna Beach Season 1, Episode 5, aired on October 26, 2004. So all my questions will be related to that day. Are you ready, sir?
Ready as I ever will be.
All right, let's see if you can regain your lead or if I will cement it, but it's only a 1-point game, so you better, because these are pretty easy questions.
October 2004 was a rough month.
Slow month.
Yeah, the I can't wait to get into November.
Yeah, that's when the election happens.
Oh, perfect.
Who won California's chair's second seat? No, just kidding. Okay. Question number one. This longtime game show host celebrated his 58th birthday on this day. If I gave you the clue, RSTLNE, it would really help.
R-S-T-L-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling? Bob Barker?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Pat Sajak.
Oh!
R-S-T-L-N-E.
Crap.
The letters you get.
Dang. I was thinking, like, damn it.
Spelled something out.
Yeah, that was really good. Hey, he was 58 in 2004?
Yeah, you guys old. All right, question two. Salt Lake City must have been a little scarier on this day. A gathering of the top experts of these nighttime creatures was happening in town. What the hell was that?
Is it, or are they, bats?
Final answer?
Yes.
That's correct. They are bats.
Woo!
All right. A week before Halloween, too. You'd think they'd, like, hold a week.
Yeah.
Or 5 days.
Make it an event, like, it actually is, like, a good idea.
Yeah. Number three. On this day, the B-Movie Hall of Fame inducted this now late great Hungarian glamour girl. With a name that nice, you have to say it twice. And another clue here is she was one of the casualties of 2016.
Is it Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Final answer?
Yes.
That's right, it is Zsa Zsa Gabor. My nemesis.
Yeah, she's taken down many a death pool.
Yeah. All right, number four. Just in time for Halloween, this scary film was riding high as the number one movie in America. I just hope you don't hold one against me.
I hope you don't hold one against me? Mm-hmm. Is it Saw?
Final answer?
Yes.
No, it's The Grudge.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
So scary.
Damn. These are good questions.
Oh, thank you, thank you. This singer would want to have This Week Forgotten in her autobiography. Her Saturday night faux pas was so bad, her dad had to defend her on the air with Ryan Seacrest, where he blamed acid reflux. Something tells me there are more pieces to this story.
Ashley Simpson.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yep, it sure is Ashley Simpson. So, what was that, 3 for 5?
Yes.
All right, there you go. So you take a two-point lead. Yeah, 2-point lead. Congrats.
Ha cha 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 cha.
All right, so. Uh-oh. My imaginary producer is giving me that go-home cue, so I guess we're going to take another break, and we're going to wrap this up and give you our recommendations. So, stay tuned. Here's some more music.
It's a hot night, lying next to my lover, and there's nowhere tomorrow that I need to get. So I say, not quite, don't take this night away from me. I don't feel like sleeping.
Oh, that was a great shot of tequila. And we're back. That song you've been listening to is Hot Night by Carsey Blanton from her album So Ferocious. You can listen to more from this album on Bandcamp and most streaming services. Follow her at Carsey Blanton on Twitter and Instagram and at www.carseyblanton.com. Links will be in the podcast description.
Dope. So, another great song from another great indie artist. So, again, if any other indie artists are listening, give us a shout, and we'd love to feature your music on here. I think your recommendation from last week for the cereal was scorching hot. I want to hear some more recommendations from you. What you got?
Sure. This is more of like a throwback,
okay,
but always a good recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are ever in on like a nice Friday night and you want to watch, you know, a movie and you don't know what to pick, put on the movie Hook with Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman. because that is one great movie. It brings you back to your childhood. It still holds up today. Just comedic gold, and Robin Williams is a genius throughout that whole movie. So that's my recommendation. Go out, watch it. Watch it 10 times.
Yeah.
It doesn't get old.
I co-sign on that. That is a great movie. Okay, so I'm going to cheat a little bit. I have two quick recommendations.
Ooh, okay.
One, I'm going to hype up my favorite comedian, Bill Burr. His special Walk Your Way Out will be out on Netflix on the 31st, so the day this podcast comes out. So, you know, listen to the podcast on your way to work, then, or coming back from work, and then go watch some Bill Burr and laugh your A off. And I've seen a trailer for it, and it looks even more hilarious than his past specials, and I don't know how that's even possible, but it does. And my second one, and I'm not shilling for this other podcast, even though I've been using their initials the whole time, but the podcast DTR by Tinder. So this is a new podcast, or not so new, it's about a month old. But it's a podcast created by the good people over at Tinder, and they just take deep dives into several aspects of a Tinder, a life cycle of a Tinder relationship. Everything from starting your conversation with hey, and if that's effective, or, you know, if girls actually like, or women actually like receiving dick pics. So,
okay,
all that good stuff. On the DTR. And again, it's just good advice for all of us to define the relationship. So those are my recommendations, and my fake producer is yelling back at me now that we gotta close the show. So come and find us and join the conversation. We're at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Medium, also Instagram. You can support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month, and once we get people in there, we're going to start posting some bonus content and bonus episodes exclusively for you. That's patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Or if you want to email us directly, whether for business, shoutouts, requests, hate mail, correct us on something, scientists, once you have connections to science journals where we can put our laws in, coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast, rate, comment, all that good stuff on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, so that's it for us. Remember, worldwide peace for everyone, and we can achieve that by having sober intentions. And remember what happens in Cabo, .. Sam, you still there?
Yep. All I want to say is keep on chasing that summer dream.
All right. Have a good one, everyone. Later.